All right, let's turn our attention to City College Station once again, and Mayor Mooney's here this morning. All right, here we go.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so. All right, so more four-way stop signs coming to College Station. All right, what's going on?
Well, you know, the two intersections are along Southern Plantation. And, of course, one of the streets that's the busiest now, you've got Decatur going right through there.
Mm-hmm.
That'll take you out to Tower Point. And as Tower Point develops, a lot more traffic. And so folks will say, well, wait a minute, four-way stop? Why four-way stop? Well, you can put up all the speed limit signs you want. That's not going to slow anybody down, really, when you come right down to it. Not to the levels that you need them to slow down. And it's a neighborhood, lots of little kids. You come right down Southern Plantation, you're going to hit their large neighborhood park with the pool right there. So you know you're going to have bicycles, pedestrians, all that kind of traffic. So putting in four-way stop signs makes the most sense. It's also the most affordable.
Sure.
Because otherwise you're going to have a police officer out there with radar, and we've got a shortage of folks on patrol right now as it is. So just getting them to stop will be the answer.
Story we have today, Convention and Visitors Bureau is changing their name to Experience Bryan College Station. They made that presentation to Bryan Council yesterday, mentioned some new marketing and strategic priorities. As the largest contributor, what does that mean to College Station?
Well, you know, College Station, as I'm sure you, when you heard the release, they were talking a concern about the number of hotels. And we've got more that are about to come online. Mm-hmm. Stella just opened up out there in Traditions. We've got the Calvary, which is open. Unique place if folks haven't been out there, need to pay a little visit, take a tour. And George will be opening up. We've got Embassy Suites, which is well under construction.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few others that are still knocking on our door. You would think folks would be looking around and going like, well, no, there's too many hotels here. Well, folks take a look at the long term, and they see the growth of the area, and they know that there's going to be more businesses here, and this is moving to becoming more of a regional shopping center, almost kind of like what Post Oak did to the area when it first opened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the days of the malls have faded a bit, you know, and there's challenges there. But we've got other big names that folks would recognize that are looking very seriously at College Station right now. And, you know, for some folks, that would mean an overnight stay. So we need to do that. And the CVB is taking some steps. They realize that our Achilles heel right now are those Mondays through Thursdays when we don't have a football game or some other big university or other community events going on that draw folks in. So they're taking some steps to make certain that folks know that we're open for business in more ways than just sports.
Sure. Latest area getting lots of chat from the neighborhoods or is around College Hills Elementary School. There's some discussion about doing some replatting over there. I heard a lot of citizens on the last meeting.
Right. Well, the issue that served as the catalyst for a lot of that discussion was actually just withdrawn. And so that plan that folks were up in arms about isn't going to happen. But what it did do was, and credit goes to Dr. Suzanne Jaruleski and the folks in her neighborhood who got together just as recently as yesterday. We had a meeting with representatives from the neighborhoods in that particular area just east of Texas Avenue and up to College Hills and so forth. And we were able to come up with some ideas. And so kudos to them for doing some research, working through the process. And just this morning, I sent a letter of thank you to Dr. Jaruleski and thanked her for kind of leading the charge, if you will, to make certain that the city knew what their concerns were, but didn't just stop there, did some of the research and such. And we're hard-pressed. We've got a staff that's stretched to the limits. And so when somebody else can jump in there and dig a little bit and come up with some very reasonable ideas, hey, we'll stop and listen.
Well, and it's hard to really overestimate the importance of the response from the city. I have to say that. I really, really do, because there's no doubt that College Station has made some bad decisions in the past, but this sounds like a really, really good situation.
I think it is.
Yeah, that's good. Is there anything you can tell us about the CIP update, where we might be there?
Sure. Oh, my goodness. Where do we start? Where do we stop? You know, transportation was one of the primary areas that the Citizens Group came up with in 2015, that summer. And so things that we're taking a look at, of course, Holloman Dowling down to Rock Prairie. We're working on that right now because that's going to get a lot of attention. As you know, the school district decided to delay for a year their plans for an elementary school in that area. And so we've got to think forward as to what that area is going to look like, because wherever you build a school, you're going to have a neighborhood.
Yes, you will.
And
that's for sure.
And so we're going to take the time that the school district was able to give us, and they did it for a number of other reasons, though, too. But to be able to get in there and actually plan this out so that that roadway should be responsive to the needs that it will face years from now. Mm-hmm. Railroad crossings up and down College Station. I mean, we can, the Kane crossing is going to be closing. The Deacon will be opening up, and that's largely due to the barracks being there on the opposite side. But we have to be concerned. I would happen to be over at Bluebell Park, Olson Field, this weekend a few times. Enjoyable times, thank goodness.
Good crowds, yep.
For the most part.
All that, yep.
And, being a train buff, I count the trains.
Sure.
My wife says, we've got a ball game going on. I know, but we got a train going by.
Yeah.
We had just under 150 cars on one of those trains.
Mm.
Now, that's long.
Yep.
All right. Just last night, there was a train parked on the sidings over here along Welburn Road. Four engines and a pusher, all right, because they're getting longer.
Sure.
All right. And so we've got to make sure that these crossings won't impede traffic. And so we're going to be looking at things, the Holloman and Welburn crossing, which has a nasty dip there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to do something there to get some grade separation. And, of course, we're moving forward at George Bush and Welburn also. So there's a number of things. Lick Creek Park, we're moving along on that. I was just talking this morning to a fellow whose company is putting in the fire suppression apparatus at the new nature center out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness, the library. When in 2008, when that bond issue went through, everybody was thinking about more space for books. Oh, my goodness, what 10 years will do.
how technology changes things,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay, that's all the time we've got. That we were really squeezed. I'm sorry, and we had a lot of stuff to cover, but I appreciate the time this morning.
Glad to do it.
That's Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station.